Daily is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app on the huge show across Michigan. And all of you know that the DraftKings Sportsbook app is my favorite sportsbook app, but also America's top-rated sportsbook app. And speaking of America, our top athletes are over in Tokyo competing for the gold, and DraftKings has a medal-worthy offer just for my listeners. Here's what's up. Place any pre-event wager of $1 to be eligible to cash $100 in free credits if America wins any medal this year. That's 100-1 odds on an American athlete to stand on the podium and receive gold, silver, or bronze this week. So just download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE when you sign up to have the chance to turn $1 into $100 in free credits if America wins a medal. It's that easy. Use code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And this is happening for a limited time only. It is a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app on the Huge Radio Network.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value bumper-to-bumper parts studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It's hour number two on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show heard on 19 incredible radio stations, including our flagship stations, 106.1 FM and AM 1340, The Ticket in Grand Rapids. For the station close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. If you run out of range on the station you listen to, free stream at thehugeshow.net. If you miss a show every night from 6 p.m. until the next show airs, it's the all-night, all-day replay in its entirety, all 3 hours at thehugeshow.net. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. I was just telling him about a story this morning that I was taking my truck to get detailed. I'm on 96 near the Beltline in Grand Rapids. It's around 9 a.m. And I'm driving, and there's a guy going really slow in front of me. And then there was a car behind me riding my bumper. And I'm getting ready to move. All of a sudden, the car moves behind me, does a jerk move real fast left, speeds up, and I hear pop, pop, pop. And I know gunfire. It was gunfire, and I see a piece of silver from the car go off. I watch the car that fired the shots veer off to the Fulton exit, and I'm doing, you know, 65, 70, and I'm wondering, and I can see nobody got shot in the one car when I go by. The car that had the shooter or shooters, plural, goes up Fulton. So I go, what do I do? You're on a highway going 70. And then I saw in the distance, it looked like a state trooper, could have been county, whatever, coming in the other direction. So I figured everything was okay. And I wasn't sure. And then I look at M Live during the last break, and I call Superfly in. I said, look, 908 AM, they're saying shots fired. So they're saying it's road rage. And it was a elderly gentleman who wasn't going fast. But man, I heard right up, you know, what, 30 yards in front of me. So I will contact the state police post. The article said if you have any information when I'm done with the show, and I'll give them my story and what I witnessed. But I'm glad nobody got hurt. If you're just joining us, a lot to talk about. Aaron Rodgers, reports have him close to a deal, which may bring his final year at Lambeau to the fans Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, NFL insiders reporting that. Oklahoma, Texas off to the SEC. That's no big surprise. You knew end of last week that was going to happen. Question is, will the Big Ten expand? Who do they add? Oklahoma State, reports out of Oklahoma City, said exploratory talks with the Big Ten in Oklahoma State. Maybe Kansas, like I originally said. Lions open training camp. You have the vax or non-vaxxed in the NFL, which is a huge story. Rahman DeChambeau had to leave Tokyo in the Olympics on the golf side. They won't play for a medal. Tested positive, even though both say they're vaccinated. A lot of storylines, including the Tigers. Every time we ramp up lately and we think, okay, they're ready to do it, like they dropped the egg series before the All-Star break and this series over the weekend in Kansas City. And I don't get upset because my expectations are real. They've shown me enough promise that I see the future. I do not and never did expect this team to contend for the playoffs. If they could get to 500, it would be a monumental achievement. So I don't overreact to the Tigers. Speaking of the Tigers and their farm system, where Torkelson just continues to hit the snot out of the baseball, Double-A Erie, Dan Hasty from Road to Detroit podcast, voice of the Tigers High A affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Daniel?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty good. I mean, Dylan Dingler with a grand slam the other night, Spencer Torkelson a three-run double. This train's still on time, Bill.
It is, and I know the Tigers, when they, you know, don't lose and they come out of the All-Star break and they're on another run after looking so ugly before the All-Star break. They've given us a lot since the 1st of May, but my expectations are still real with this 2021 Tigers team.
I think, and I listened to you just talk about, you know, expectations for this season. I mean, look, they don't have enough to compete for a playoff spot. I mean, it is fun to daydream on stuff like that, but they don't have enough, and that's okay. That's okay. We forget that this is a long game, right? And again, you can make a run this year. Sure, you can go out and get a couple of pieces, but at what cost? I mean, is the goal to build a long-standing team that can compete year in and year out, or are you trying to make a run for it this year and then take your lumps in years after? I think we have been way too patient and waited way too long to do everything that we've done collectively for a late season run at a second wild card. It's just not something that I think is to be worth it. So I think that they wait it out. We see what comes next year. We get Riley Green, you get Dingler, you get Torque up in the major leagues by this time next season, and then you hit the gas pedal.
I'm not sure it's just the Kansas City series and getting swept, but when you look at everything connected to this team, Dan, with the trading deadline, there's been a lot of debate. You know, when they were playing well, hadn't lost after the All-Star break, hey, no need to trade. Why not get some players and make a run for it? I'm kind of leaning on the side that if you can get value for some players that won't be with this team 2 years from now, I would deal them. Who do you put on that list?
Gosh, guys who are going to be dealt? I would say, you know, because right now the deadline is all the talk. And, you know, it's funny because I've seen this narrative from a guy like Jonathan Scope kind of switch, where everybody was saying, okay, well, what can you get for Jonathan Scope if you trade him? But now this narrative of you need to keep Jonathan Scope has started to emerge. And, you know, this is our friendly reminder that the moment you want to extend a particular player is usually the moment that another team is willing to give you something of value for them. Now, I know that in past years, the Tigers have made some trades with position players, JD Martinez being one of them, that didn't bring back a return that got very many people excited, even in the moment. So, look, if you don't get offered a valuable piece, you don't do it. I mean, Adam Frazier just got traded by the Pittsburgh Pirates, and it brought back a number 5 prospect in San Diego's system. That is an attractive piece, and if you can get something like that, by all means, go out and get it. But you know, the problem was that wasn't available a couple of years ago. But maybe the going rate's a little bit higher now, and maybe Jonathan Scope brings back a little bit more talent than, say, a JD Martinez did back then. Maybe it's more of a seller's market now, and I think that's a big deal. So, you know, what's the market? I think Jonathan Scope, I think it starts there, and then over the course of the next couple of seasons, you know, we'll wait and see. I think Matthew Boyd, obviously, is a name. If he ever can show that he's healthy, number one, and show that he's effective with that number two. Michael Fulmer is also another really good piece. But this year, I would say Scope and Jose Cisnero are probably the two most likely to go.
Dan Hasty, voice of the Tigers, High A affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps, and also host of Road to Detroit podcast. Listen to it, download it, subscribe wherever you download podcasts. Joining us on the Meyer guest line. So, yeah, I the rest of the season, I'm really leaning towards September. Do you give Tork, Green, and Dingler a call up to see what they could do? Do you bump them up to Toledo? I know we talk about those three almost every conversation we have, Dan, but they continue to get it done at AA.
Well, and look, I mean, 2 years ago, we had that Road to Detroit podcast. And what did we spend the majority of our episodes talking about? Casey Mize, Matt Manning, Tarek Skubal. And you know what? Usually the hit rate, if you're lucky, is about 2 out of 3. And right now, I'd say Skubal's looking like a hit. I think Casey Mize is looking like a hit. Still don't know what Matt Manning is quite yet, but I mean, there's been a lot of major league debuts that have been a lot tougher than Matt Manning's have, so we're still willing to give him a little more time. But you know, now our podcast talks a lot about Riley Green, Dylan Dingler, and Spencer Torkelson, and rightfully so. You know what? 2 years from now, if we're still doing that, we'll probably be talking about Jackson Jobe and Ty Madden the same way. So at least with any luck, right? So I think when it comes to these three, I think the right move is end of season, because, by the way, the season goes into mid-September this year in the minor leagues. Give them that last promotion to Toledo. Let them finish the season there, and then we'll see what we have and how that looks in Toledo, because then, at least, if nothing else, you're giving them just that last little bit of seasoning. Matt Manning clearly needed it, and now you give it to those guys, and then by May of next season, then you bring them all up, and then we can really have some fun.
With all the signees and the draft picks, how many, if any at all, could end up playing this summer on the west side of the state with the Whitecaps?
You know, because they went so pitching heavy, I'm guessing that they're going to shut a lot of pitchers down. I guess there's been some talk about Jackson Jobe possibly throwing a little bit in Lakeland. Ty Madden, it sounds like he threw enough in Texas to be shut down for the rest of the year. So I think they're going to take it easy with him. The Tigers just ended up signing Dylan Smith, who was the third-round pick out of Alabama. There's a chance they could see him in West Michigan. I was actually hearing that he might have been a tough sign, so the fact that the Tigers are actually able to get him locked up, that basically means now that they got all of their high picks out of the way in terms of having signed them. So that's a good sign. I'm looking forward to seeing him. But I'll tell you this, wouldn't shock me in the slightest if a lot of these picks were literally the West Michigan Whitecaps starting pitching rotation come 2022. So we're talking every night. It's going to be, you know, that young man, Dylan Smith. It's going to be Jackson Jobe. It's going to be Ty Madden. So that'll be fun in a way, because you're almost guaranteed to see somebody who is, you know, a pretty highly ranked prospect on the mound each and every night for this team.
I did see on the Detroit Tigers player development Twitter feed that the Tigers have four prospects on Baseball America's midseason top 100 prospects list. Torkelson at 6, Riley Green at 7, Matt Manning at 67, and Jackson Jobe, without ever throwing a pitch as a professional, is 96. I am surprised Dingler wasn't on that.
You know what? And probably was on the outside of that at the very back end of the top 100 and probably got knocked back. He's had a little bit of a learning curve in Erie. His batting average is sitting around maybe 210, 220. So he just needs a little bit of time to make that adjustment. He had the same exact situation happen to him in West Michigan. He started hot, he dipped down, and then he came on like gangbusters. So unfortunately, just because of the timing wasn't great. But Dylan Dingler is not only a top 100 prospect on some lists, Fangraphs has him as a top 100, but Baseball Prospectus, they actually moved him into their top 50. So it really just depends on what list you look at, Bill. I mean, some guys have him really high and some guys don't have him anywhere. But I think we've seen, at least collectively, I think this fan base has seen enough to know that he's just as much a part of the future as almost any other prospect.
Dan Hasty, he is the play-by-play radio voice of the High A affiliate of the Tigers, the West Michigan Whitecaps, and also host of Road to Detroit, the podcast. You can listen wherever you download podcasts. Danny, thanks for the update on the Tigers and the farm system. We'll talk soon.
Hey, real quick, this week on RTD, Jackson Jobe will be on the show. So it'll be our first chance to get to know that number 3 pick. So that'll be a big week.
RTD. So you got initials now?
We got initials. We got nicknames. We got Jack and Joe.
Bro, you got double J. You got JJ on RTD.
JJ on the RTD. Thanks. I would give your initials, but I don't want to do that.
So. Yeah, well, they fit.
They do. It does. There's a lot of that.
And your name and your initials fit as a baseball announcer, DH.
See, this is why it all worked out.
Yeah, this is gold radio. Summit Superfly, send the podcast in. We're gonna get nominated. All right, we love you. We love you, Dan.
See, boys.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. We're going to grab some of those Road to Detroit podcast interviews, maybe run some of them later in the week. We got the draft on Thursday. Will they take Cade Cunningham number one? Pistons have the overall number one pick. Tomorrow's show, we're going to update everything Michigan and Michigan State from the Big Ten football media days. The season is almost here. Wednesday show, Mark Ewell, executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. What will the upcoming season look like? Will it be mask-free? Testing free. What are the plans? I think they had a meeting last week with all the ADs. Mark Ewell in studio answering your questions. That will be Wednesday, I think, from 3:20 until 5:40 on the Huge Show across Michigan. If you want to join in, add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also opted on the Huge text chain, or you can text the show anytime you want to. Just text the word HUGE to 21000. You don't get crushed with ads or bounce backs. And it is a Moneyline Monday presented by our good friends from DraftKings. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. My go-to sportsbook app when I want to bet on the games. And they have a pretty cool deal right now. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use promo code HUGE when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits if any American athlete wins any medal in Tokyo. That's code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app for a chance to turn $1, a $1 bet, into $100 in free credits on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. To the callers online, Michigan will hear you next.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
Home air quality has always been important, but these days even more so. So make sure the air in your home is healthy by calling your local Rood dealer for our healthy home analysis. You can trust the experts at Rood, keeping your home and family safe and comfortable for more than 100 years. We service all makes and models and meet or exceed all air quality inspection standards. Visit Rood.com to find your local air quality experts and ask about the healthy home analysis. That's RUUD.com. You can rely on Rood.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations. I think there's close to 30 across the Huge Radio Network. For the one close to you, go to MrCarWash.com, and there you can join their unlimited wash club. Now, this is a quick and convenient way to keep your car shining all the time. It's everything you love about getting your car washed in a simple, easy-to-use, affordable plan. As an unlimited wash club member, you will enjoy all the benefits of washing as often as you like. No long-term contract, convenient monthly billing, and now you can be rest assured with a contactless visit. So go to MrCarWash.com right now, sign up for their unlimited wash club pass, and that means you can get your car washed at any Mr. Car Wash location across the Huge Radio Network or anywhere in America. Sign up for the unlimited wash club pass now at MrCarWash.com, and for the location close to you across the Huge Radio Network, you can also log on to MrCarWash.com.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the funnest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement, Saguenay Eagles Landing, where winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here waiting just for you. So come on, Michigan, let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
Huge here for my good friend Tom Rosenbach. Now, he's a managing partner at Bean Garter. They are one of America's leading tax, accounting, audit, and business service companies. Now, they're based in downtown Grand Rapids on the west side of the state. They service all of West Michigan, all of Michigan, and coast to coast. And Bean Garter has been strengthening local and statewide and national businesses since 1949. How? They talk to you about your business's ambitions. They share the responsibility of achieving those goals, and Bean Garter will over-deliver. They'll give you options. They act with integrity, and they keep their word. That's the Bean Garter approach, and that's how Bean Garter has earned the trust of the business community for almost 70 years. So grow with Bean Garter. Find out more at beangarter.com. That is BeenGarter.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan, the only show where the people have a voice. We're all about huge opinions, big name guest. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we broadcast from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studio. They are a Michigan-based company, so the money you spend at your local Auto Value store, Auto Value Service Center, will stay right here in Michigan. For the location close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. That's myautovaluestore.com. Service is a difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. In a moment, Eric Edholm, he follows college and NFL football, yahoo.com. He'll join us. We'll get his thoughts on this Oklahoma-Texas move to the SEC and the domino effect it could have on the rest of college football. I think Notre Dame will join the ACC full-time. I really do. And there was that report mid-July, that'd be what, a week and a half ago, that Penn State may entertain leaving the Big Ten if Notre Dame went to the ACC, because you need that two-team move. So now your question is, in this scramble for cash, does BYU and Kansas join the Pac-12? Kansas and Oklahoma State were two schools I mentioned. Kansas, for basketball, would just raise the bar with Big Ten hoops. And remember, the biggest deal right now for money is the NCAA tournament for basketball, not the college football playoff. I think when they expand to 12, it may get into that neighborhood. Oklahoma State, good in hoops, obviously. Cade Cunningham could be a Piston on Thursday night, and they're solid in football with Mike Gundy. And they have a lot of money. So you want a school that has a lot of money. And they would bring you the Oklahoma City market, the Tulsa market, and Kansas would bring you the Kansas City market, which is good for the Big Ten network. Now, if Kansas would go to the Pac-12, and maybe they don't want to move into the tough Big Ten, some say that's a reason Notre Dame went to the ACC and not the Big Ten, then do you reach for a TCU, which then makes a trip for playing hoops like to Stillwater, Oklahoma for Oklahoma State, and down to Fort Worth in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex for the Horned Frogs. And you get the Dallas market. Now, again, I don't think TCU is must-see TV in Dallas. It's still a pro town for the most part. You're the Pac-12. Do you entertain Texas Tech? Is that a, there's no TV market with Texas Tech or Baylor, right? I mean, this gold rush right now for the SEC to land Oklahoma and Texas, whether it's next year or 2 years or 3 years, two tradition-rich programs like that. And what if, and the rest of this is speculation, Oklahoma-Texas will happen to the SEC, but you know, Notre Dame, will they go full-time in the ACC? Or will they say, you know what, with the expanded playoff, we can get there every year because we can set our schedule? You know, though, Rutgers and Maryland have never been a fit in the Big Ten in my mind. And I think it is geographical. So you're going to see some action and movement. You really are more after Oklahoma and Texas go to the SEC. Eric Edholm follows college football and the NFL for Yahoo.com. He's standing by on the Huge Show across Michigan. And Eric, what do you take from the Oklahoma-Texas move to the Southeastern Conference and the ripple effect it could have on other conferences?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a really interesting marriage because on the one hand, you had Oklahoma and Texas clearly feeling like they could spread their wings and, you know, gain more money and get a better foothold in college football elsewhere. At the same time, you had the SEC very proactively, I think, pursuing them and giving them the opportunity to join the league, knowing that, you know, it's almost like making sure the other guys don't get them, right? I mean, making sure that they can get them before the Big Ten does or something like that. So, yeah, a very, you know, proactive and aggressive move by the SEC, who I think, you know, clearly are trying to not just dominate college football, but control it. You know, I mean, to have sort of the thumb on the scale, if you will.
I'm thinking the replacements for Oklahoma and Texas in the Big 12. Nobody can touch their tradition and history. I think it's probably Houston for sure because of the TV market in Houston and the state of Texas, and maybe Cincinnati or possibly Central Florida. What do you think?
Yeah, and those are all, you know, quality programs, right? I mean, I don't want this to come off as, you know, an anti-Houston, UCF, Cincy screed. I mean, we've seen those teams win 10 and 11 games in college football. We've seen them really get a foothold in the sport, but it's a major drop-off. It would essentially be the beginning of the end for the Big 12, I suspect, and because, you know, football drives almost everything. Basketball is a distant second. You know, you may have Kansas wanting to look elsewhere. I mean, there are other ripple effects, I think, that'll happen. It saddens me a little bit. I mean, I grew up on the Big 8. I went to University of Missouri when it was a Big 8 school, and I have a lot of affection for that old conference, but you know, when it expanded in 1996, I had no idea at the time that it was going to be kind of a forecasting of the future of college sports, which is this realignment every few years. And, you know, that's going to leave conferences like the Big 12 in a real lurch and put them at a major disadvantage behind the Pac-12 and behind the ACC as if they weren't already, you know. So this is obviously a huge deal and a major loss.
I wonder what the Big Ten will do if they do anything. And originally, when this story broke last week about Oklahoma and Texas going to the SEC, my first thoughts were on realistic options. Kansas, because of what they bring the basketball to the Big Ten. And Oklahoma State does it in both sports. And the Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Kansas City TV markets for the Big Ten network. Those were my first two. And then the story came out over the weekend that the Big Ten is having exploratory talks with Oklahoma State. So that might be one of them. Who do you think the Big Ten will add, if any?
Yeah, I mean, Oklahoma State's money would obviously make them very attractive. You know, they've got deep pockets and major donors there. So that's a school that, you know, if not academically, certainly financially fits in really well. And like you mentioned with Kansas, I mean, you know, I'm sure there are some purists out there who love the idea of Kansas and Indiana and that, you know, basketball tradition rivalry, if you will, you know, having those two kind of pillars of that sport. But I think most people agree that college basketball outside of the Zion Williamson season is a sport in decline. You know, I mean, this is a, you know, that with the NBA rules being what they are, you know, that there's fear that college basketball, you know, could sort of die off a little bit. So I don't know that Kansas is going to give you much, if anything, on the football end. They haven't been a top 10 team, I don't think, since 2007. They've been one of the worst teams record-wise since then. I already tipped my hand. I'm a Mizzou guy, so I'm gonna rail on Kansas whatever I can. But clearly, they fit the academic element of it, and they've got the basketball tradition, which, you know, is as big as some school's football tradition.
Do you think Notre Dame, speaking of football tradition, now yeah, with the soon to be expanded playoff format to 12 teams, that means they'll stay as an independent, or would they want to join a conference where they could win a conference championship game and get a home game in South Bend in, you know, middle of December? Your thoughts on Notre Dame, and obviously it would be the ACC first. Old school, it should have been the Big Ten, but odds on Notre Dame joining the ACC full-time for football.
Yeah, it's an interesting possibility, but, you know, whenever I sort of bring up this idea to people who, you know, really spend a lot of time around the program, they always feel like, you know, and this is in the past. This is prior to the announcement of the playoff expansion, and this is, you know, prior to these developments. But the message has always been in the past, Notre Dame likes where they're at. You know, I mean, they'll always explore the options. I think they like kind of being this separatist nation almost, you know, and you know, kind of running in, on their own freeway, if you will. It doesn't always work out for them, but sometimes it does, and there's always that, you know, that name brand and that tradition that carries along with them that you would think might give them an edge if it comes down to a tiebreaker or something in one of those situations. But still, yeah, you'd have to think that the ACC would be smart and make that offer just to prevent, you know, somebody like the Big Ten coming in and trying to steal them and things like that. So, yeah, I don't know the answer to that one. That's always been a little bit of a mystery to me, but clearly they're one of the big free agents, if you will, that has been very picky about picking a team and so far hasn't done so.
Be interesting what the fallout is on Oklahoma and Texas going to the SEC, how it affects the Big Ten and other conferences. Eric Edholm, Yahoo.com, College NFL Insider joining us. Before I let you go, what about the late report now that, or reports plural coming out, that Aaron Rodgers will agree to one final year in Green Bay? Probably the right move for him to be able to say goodbye to the fans, and also this late notice, he can look at a team where he wants to play, a la Brady, what Brady did after his run with the Patriots and went to the Bucks. So your thoughts on one more year of Rodgers in Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's probably the best solution for all parties in the sense that they lop a year off the deal. It you know, it puts the Packers in a position where if they want to get something for Aaron Rodgers, it'll have to come via trade after this season. And I think, you know, they knew that Rodgers didn't have as much leverage in this situation now that we are up against it in training camp as, you know, he might have a while back. And I think at this stage, you know, him joining a team, you know, would have really put him in a tough situation, having to learn a brand new offense, get used to new teammates and coaches. And, you know, so I never suspected that a trade was possible or likely in the last, you know, month or two. So this is a pretty good, you know, setup for both team and player, I think, where, you know, we're in an era now where quarterbacks, theoretically anyway, can play into their 40s. So Rodgers could have 2 years in Denver or Las Vegas or one of those West Coast destinations that he reportedly would be interested in. And the Packers can make a run at a Super Bowl. That would be your last dance scenario, is if they can walk off and win one and part ways. And everybody goes, okay, why did this happen again? Well, at least they got their ring. I think that's how the Packers are viewing it, or at least hopefully so.
And the fans get to say goodbye to him. I mean, it's, you know, they've said goodbye to, you know, Favre, and it's the same way they can say goodbye to Rodgers. Another quarterback that now reportedly is on the market, but he has the baggage off the field and those allegations of sexual misconduct, Deshaun Watson. Do you see him playing in Houston, Carolina, Philly? If he does leave Houston, what do you think is the most likely destination for Watson?
Yeah, I mean, those teams you mentioned, along with the Miami Dolphins, feel like the most likely. Now, obviously, the Dolphins have Tua Tagovailoa. They've surrounded him with weapons. I think they want to see if this can work out. They'd love nothing more than their own draft pick to make it and not have to pay up for somebody else's quarterback. But if you could theoretically, and I'll get to the allegations, of course, but just on the surface, if you can, you know, have a chance to get him at a discounted rate, you go for it, right? No matter which team you are. I'll be fascinated to see Carolina with the Sam Darnold experiment. What if he struggles earlier? What if there's a feeling that he's not the guy, that he can't be, you know, Humpty Dumpty can't be put back together, if you will. So, yeah, I sort of feel like those are the big players in this thing. I'm sure Denver will look into it if the Rodgers possibility doesn't materialize. But the Texans are in a weird spot because the NFL hasn't given them any discipline yet. They have four quarterbacks on the roster. They weren't planning on Watson being there to compete for the starting job. I wouldn't give him any reps. I don't want him getting hurt. You know, I if you've truly moved on from him, you can't play him. I mean, that's really the bottom line right there. He's just got to sit there with a bucket hat on and watch the other guys do the work, I would think. So this is an awkward deal for everybody involved. And the allegations, I think that Watson's camp feels strengthened by the idea that the NFL hasn't pulled the trigger on any discipline. There's no criminal charges being filed currently that we know of. I don't believe there are any plans to, because the DA would make some noise about it or be ready to pounce. And, you know, they're basically saying, if we settle these cases, we don't want NDAs, meaning Watson's camp wants everything out there so that he can tell his side of the story and proclaim his innocence. And that's a bold statement from somebody who's been accused by 20-plus people of that misconduct. So there's some confidence from Watson's camp. I don't know what the Texans end up doing or what the timing of a trade might be, though.
And my first thought was Carolina, that not a major market, not a huge microscope. He played at Clemson, ton of Clemson fans there in North South Carolina. They then maybe trade Darnold back to the Texans, who aren't left without a quarterback. And I don't know how that works with the salary cap. I'm not the capologist for the Texans or the Panthers, but that's my first thought on a likely destination. You go into Philly and you don't do well, and it's a major market with crazy media and fans. I don't know if that's the right fit, but you know, it did work out for Michael Vick, where I thought going to Philly was crazy. I still think it may be Carolina, but then they're going to say, well, why'd you go out and get Darnold? But if you're trading Darnold to bring in Watson, then it fits.
Yeah, I think your instincts are keen on this one, because I was told, like, in January or whenever these rumors first surfaced, or maybe right before them, I'm not sure, but there had been a sense for a while that Deshaun Watson wanted out of Houston prior to these allegations surfacing, back when it was just a football issue, right? Carolina was the team that felt to me, from a distance, to be the one that was most poised to make a banner offer, like a, you know, every first rounder we can think of, right? And, you know, possibly veteran players, other picks, what have you. They were, I think, prepared to make a major, major deal. They instead have to settle for Darnold for lesser compensation. You know, it was definitely a plan B. I don't think they were you know, hoping for it to work out like that. If the Texans would take him back, that's an asset that they don't have to dip into draft-wise, and it would make some sense.
Eric Gedholm, Yahoo.com, college NFL insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Eric, thanks for the great conversation. Did we lose him? Did his phone die? Did he say it was dying? I heard the click with the earlier guest, though, too, where I thought we lost their phone. Chances are it's our phone system. Why don't you call Eric back and just tell him we were done with the interview anyways and make sure, all right? That's probably why you couldn't get a hold of him. He had to charge his phone. We've all been there. You want to join in? 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Mike O'Hara in about 15 minutes. Latest on the Lions. Reporting to Allen Park for training camp. Aaron McMahon wrapping up the Michigan football media days. And Matt Wenzel, who covers the Spartans. They're feeling pretty good after talking to the media down in Indy. All that within the next hour on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show in Michigan.
Opt in to the Huge text chain. Text HUGE to 21,000.
Hey, you like summer Fridays? Well, you're going to love summer Mondays at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. With BetMGM's Money Monday Club, a $10 free bet will automatically be added to your account when you place a total of $50 in wagers between Monday and Sunday. That's right. You'll wake up to a $10 free bet every Monday just for betting $50 during the previous 7 days. It's easy. Simply take advantage of BetMGM's boosted odds specials, unique parlay offers, daily promotions, and live betting action. When your wager total reaches $50, you're guaranteed to receive a $10 free bet to use any way you want. Download the BetMGM app or visit BetMGM.com to sign up and learn more about how you can be part of the Money Monday Club. Get rewarded for your bets every week at BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
There is nothing on Earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on Earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino, launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Huge cheer for my good friends at the Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. So I know along the Huge Radio Network, we have a lot of people that live within driving distance to get an 18 in at Tullymore or St. Ives, maybe 36 in one day. Or if you want to do an overnight, weekend, or week stay and play package, you can book that tee time or book that stay and play package right now at TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. They have everything you need, great food, the beverages, the accommodations, from a twosome to maybe a big business or wedding party getting up there to celebrate. And speaking of weddings, they do receptions, they do business events, outings, and more. Everything you need is at TullymoreGolf.com. They're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of Grand Rapids.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Oh. Come on, two back. Let's go two forward. Now slide. Slide. Man, I'll tell you what, the entertainers on this show are amazing. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. You want to join in, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Here in just about 10 minutes, we'll get an update from Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com columnist from Allen Park. Players are reporting. Football season is almost here. Oh. We'll look back at the Big Ten football media days. Aaron McMahon from MLive.com, Wolverine Insider, Matt Wenzel, Spartan Insider, all within the hour. It is a Moneyline Monday presented by our friends at DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Just download it. Use that promo code HUGE when you sign up to always get the promo hookups. And right now, When you sign up, use that promo code HUGE after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app, and you could turn $1 into $100 in free credits if any American wins a medal in the Olympics in Tokyo. All right, just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use that promo code HUGE. You bet $1, any American medals, you'll get $100 in free credits. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 24/7, all the podcasts, all the interviews. Everything you need when it comes to this show is free. And you can listen on your schedule at thehugeshow.net. Also, 19 radio stations strong for the one close to you, where you can listen weekdays at 3. It's also available at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.